When King Herod directs the three wise men to go off and find baby Jesus, the eldest amongst them thinks to himself, this is not going to work. Nonetheless, they go off. Now, traveling across the desert is tough. And at times, the elder is so thirsty, he keeps licking his lips. He's afraid that he might fall or pass out. But traveling together, as true companions, they persevere. He can't explain it, but from the beginning, something has been different about this whole experience. There are many other times in his life when he thought he should do something more, but he was so comfortable. And he just never got up off of those nice cushions to go and do what he felt called to do. But this time was different. They follow that star, which is actually harder than you might think. A lot of times they're not sure of where they are going. He is afraid. For the entire journey, he thinks that the star is leading to some royal quarters. So he's surprised to arrive and see that inn with the simple barn out back. And when he sees that baby, that precious baby, he starts to cry and to laugh at the same time. The baby is so innocent and beautiful. Looking into the baby's eyes, he feels that he can see the entire world. The man's heart opens in ways he has never experienced before. He's so glad that they brought these gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but even those gifts feel inadequate as symbols of his gratitude and desire to be generous. He knows that giving those gifts and receiving that love makes him want to make the world a better place, leaving out of that night. It's wonderful to be here with you all tonight. Personally, I never cease to marvel at the story of the wise men. But that does not change the fact that this year, in many ways, I have not been in the Christmas spirit. There are so many cycles of violence and anger and lack of fairness in the world. They're heartbreaking again and again. In addition, when it comes to giving gifts, like many of you, I struggle trying to not overdo it with shopping. Now, with the online credit card experience, it's even easier to overdo it. The giving and receiving of gifts can set up so many ways for frustration in our lives. I know many of us have had some unpleasant memories around giving gifts. When I was 7, I gave my mother an electric razor for Christmas. I think it was the Lady Electric, and I was proud. I had researched this gift, and I had saved up for it. But when Mom peeled the wrapping paper off that box, I could tell by her face something was off. I said, Mom, what's wrong? And she hesitated, and then she admitted she probably would not use the gift, and it might be better to return it. And I was crushed. I was totally crushed. That's right. It hit me like a ton of bricks. As adults, many of us don't like to admit it, but we go through our own stresses. Have you worried that you're not giving enough of a present to somebody who's going to give you more of a present? Have you prepared a nice gift for a person and resented ahead of time that he or she is not going to come through enough for you. Not even afterwards, ahead of time, you can resent it. In Webster's Dictionary, one definition for the word gift is bribe. True. And I think that can have emotional elements. It's not the only meaning of the word, but it reminds us to be careful about our expectations and responses for gift giving and receiving. Now, you might be thinking, Kent, what are you doing? Are you intentionally trying to be this big of a Grinch? I just finished my shopping list. I just wrapped, sent, delivered, placed stuff under a tree. Not going to be a Scrooge. If you're thinking that, hear me out. I believe in giving. I love giving and receiving gifts. And I'll bet my family's not alone in that tonight, next to our Christmas tree, we'll leave out a plate of cookies and a glass of milk for Santa. And sometime in the middle of the night, a trail of white footprints may appear across the living room carpet, going to the partially eaten cookies and half-drunk glass of milk. And that is good stuff for the kids to see anywhere in the world when they wake up. Giving gifts to anyone you want to touch with kindness is a good thing. You may not have crossed the desert like the wise men did to greet baby Jesus, but I would bet that your heart has been touched when you made an effort to be with someone and give a gift. And just like the wise men, in the living of our lives, again and again, we learn that the person giving the gift can be overwhelmed with redemptive grace. So, the question I ask is, what are some of the best gifts to give and receive? And I have to say that you yourself know the answer to that question. Of course you do. Take a moment. I invite you to think, what gifts do you appreciate receiving the most? What gifts do you appreciate receiving the most? Relying on knowledge of what you most appreciate receiving can guide you in knowing what are the best gifts to give. As Tom Owen Toll says, giving yourself and your time is often the best. We can be doing this, extend Christmas out to New Year or for next year or for any time. How about sharing yourself by taking care of a friend's kids for a time to let them have a break? Green gifts are great. Thank you to everyone who decorated this sanctuary. It is so beautiful. And it was a lot of reduce, reuse. Mother Nature is wrapped. Thank you, everybody who decorated. That's a gift they gave to all of us. My wife's family steeped me in the culture of the white elephant gift exchange, which I think is great for the holidays. Everybody brings one nice or funny unwrapped item that they do not want anymore. And next, everybody gets to pick one from the cachet. What about just shining your friend's shoes or fixing the hole in your friend's sweater? Any kind of gift like that is right on time, anytime. And that's a lot of love. This Christmas season, in many communities across the country, police officers are doing traffic stops where they give gifts instead of tickets. In department stores, customers are going out around the country and paying off the credit or the bills of complete strangers. Let's remember, this is the birthday celebration of Jesus. Remembering what Jesus stood for, right now around the world, some folks are visiting people in jail. Some folks are supporting people sick with Ebola. Right now, in the spirit of a most righteous prophet, people are spending time over food and conversation with homeless and the poorest of the poor. Right now, many people around our country are protesting peacefully to increase justice in our nation. Others are consoling soldiers returning from battle with bruised bodies and spirits. Those are gifts that Jesus would love. A long time ago, King Herod instructed three wise men to go off in search of baby Jesus. Those guys could have crossed their arms over their chests and said, "No way, King. We're too busy. You can't expect that of us." But no, they opened their hearts and they got up and they went off into the desert. Then they gave and received transformational love. Now we are in December of 2014, and this season can give us a spiritual boost which so many of us desperately need. Keep your arms and heart open. It's okay if you're a little scared to step out and make yourself vulnerable. You can start by giving yourself a simple gift. Give yourself a simple gift, like putting up one string of lights in your home to symbolize the power of light and love to overcome darkness and despair. That is real. We can always give and receive hope. We can always give and receive courage. We can always give and receive the best Christmas gifts. May there be peace and goodwill on earth for all people. Amen.